Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We bring in Chris Wright, president of Minnesota United FC. Chris, we have the problem sorted out. We apologize. I hope you're well.
Steve, how you doing?
Oh, good. Big news today. Minnesota United FC and Major League Soccer announced the schedule. That's got to be very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it just seems like yesterday that the playoffs were at Allianz Field and we played against the Galaxy. Not the result that we wanted, obviously. And then obviously we debrief with all of our players. We have exit interviews, et cetera. And everybody disappears to, you know, their main cities of residence, a lot of them outside of the country. And now here we are at the holidays, Steve, with the schedule being announced for next season. And then when we get back after the holidays, we basically go right into training camp on January 20th.
It is extraordinary how quickly it does go. And it is a long season, starting in early March and will continue well into the autumn. It is a grind.
Yeah, it is. And our league is actually, for a lot of different reasons, decided to actually move up the start of the season this year. So our league actually starts the first weekend of March. Our first game is going to be on the road in Portland. Portland have just had a partial renovation of their stadium and then added on a new stand. And their capacity now is 26,000. They're an incredible competitor of ours in the Western Conference. So it's going to be great to go on the road 1st of March, play in Portland, then on to San Jose from there. And then obviously we come home. And our home opener is going to be on Sunday, March the 15th against New York, the New York Red Bulls. And, you know, imagine Minnesota on March 15th. It can be beautiful and 60, or we might have 3 foot of snow on the ground. You never know.
Right. And I'm sure the entire staff and the crew at Allianz Field will be ready for any eventuality.
Well, if you remember last year, we opened the second weekend of April. About 3 days before the home opener, we had 8 inches of snow. And so we had to prepare for a home opener as we opened the stadium last year, you know, with brand new staff, brand new grounds crew, with 20,000 people attending that game, national TV game. And we came through that, you know, with flying colors. So now 1 year into this, we feel as though we can face any level of weather that Minnesota throws at us, but obviously on March 15th, it's going to be very, very interesting to see what the weather is going to be like.
And Chris, Allianz Field receiving rave reviews from everyone, and huge crowds. The supporters turned out. You had to be thrilled with the response to the club and Allianz Field in year one.
Yeah, I mean, the stadium performed beautifully, Steve. And, you know, I mean, obviously it's driven, the whole experience is driven by the fans. And to be able to sell out every single home game, really, truly remarkable. And this year we renewed our season ticket base at 94%.
Wow.
We only had 380 seats that became available. We decided then to increase our capacity of season tickets to 15,000 from 14,500. So we had 900 basically season tickets that went on sale, and they all went in 3.5 days. So we expect, you know, given a great start to our season, that we should be able to sell out every game again in our second season. So we're really excited about the fan base, the amount of following that we have in this market, and the fact that we have 15,000 people who are prepared to buy season tickets for our franchise, 6,000 people now back on our wait list for season tickets. So obviously an incredible following is developing for Minnesota United.
That is outstanding. And single game tickets, I suppose that's a ways out yet.
Yeah, I mean, what we do is we actually will put our home opener on sale first. And that will happen around about the end of the first week, beginning of the second week of January. Once the home opener tickets are gone, then we'll put on sale the next nine games, approximately half of our season, will go on sale about a week or so later. And then halfway through the season, we'll put the second half of our season on sale. So we do it staggered like that to give everybody the best opportunity to access the tickets that we do have available, because obviously we want to keep new fans coming into to Allianz Field. But we're excited about that process, and you know, obviously we want to keep new fans coming into to Allianz Field. But we're excited about that process, and you know, hopefully if things go as well as they did last year, you know, the anticipation right now is that we will sell out every game.
And Chris, there is an opportunity for people to get on that waiting list, and they can. That's really a good way to move forward. Get on that waiting list now.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a really good point, Steve. So what we always do is go to our wait list first. We give them the first options to buy tickets for games that they would like. It's very, very simple to get on the Preserve, on the wait list. Just go to our website, follow the directions on our website, and either you can actually register on our website or you can actually have a conversation with a rep that we would have in the front office. It's simply $25 to become a member of our wait list. So we encourage people to do that because that also allows us to, you know, get a lot of relevant information in front of over the 6,000 people that are currently on that wait list and growing every single day.
Yeah, and there's an opportunity to exhibition matches, et cetera.
Yeah, we'll play a number of exhibition games again this season, but as importantly, because of the strong finish that we had last year, ending up fourth in the West, we qualified for something called the Leagues Cup, which is the eight top teams in Mexico play against the eight top teams in the MLS on a single game basis. So it's one game. You win it, you move on. If you lose it, you're out. So you start with a round of 16. It goes to a round of eight, and then down to four, and then to a championship game. And so one of the games that we will be playing this year will actually be very, very competitive. It's going to be against one of the teams, one of our friends from south of the border. We already know that Allianz Field has been selected for one of those first-round games. And so right in the sort of the middle to late July, we'll be playing against a Mexican team that was top eight team in Mexico in the League's Cup this year.
Outstanding. Chris, one of the things we do know about any venue is there's always plans to make improvements, et cetera. Have you discussed things that maybe will change or be tweaked at Allianz Field for 2020?
We're always doing that, Steve. And, you know, obviously we learned a tremendous amount of different things about the way that the stadium operated, the fan experience, the customer experience on all different levels. So I think it would be fair to say that whether or not you sit in the main stadium, whether you're a supporter or whether you're a member of any of our clubs, you are going to see enhancements this next year to various things that are happening inside of our stadium. You will see various things around our food story. You will see various things around our beverage story. You will see certain things around our customer service operation. And you will certainly see things going on outside of the stadium that you didn't witness necessarily every game last year. So more to come on that. Lots of announcements to be made as we get closer to the season. But there will be a number of different areas around and inside of our stadium that will have some level of different amenity or benefit this next season.
So it all starts in Portland, Sunday, March 1st, on the road, and then, of course, at home against New York Red Bulls on Sunday, March 15th. Chris, always a pleasure to visit with you. Happy holidays. Look forward to visiting with you a great deal in 2020.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
All right, there he is, Chris Wright, President, Minnesota United FC, and the website MNUFC.com. And just click on tickets, and you can find out about getting on that waiting list. If you haven't been to Allianz Field and would like to in 2020, that is the place to start.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.